This is an important question, in particular for department officials. And I certainly don't want to go down the road of bashing officials. There's hard-working officials that try their best in the main. I know that some officials took time out yesterday, today and yesterday, to prepare the answer that you have in your hands tonight, Minister. Phone calls would have been made, emails sent, and then agreement on some wording. I think in a nutshell, the public would see this as holding the line. Holding the line for the officials and ministers in charge of the purse strings. I understand this, but up to a point though. You see, department officials and ministers have been holding the line on the defective blocks issue for the best part of a decade now. That line has been to frustrate, obfuscate, delay and delay the defective block scheme. In a nutshell, this scheme is creating substantial shortfalls for over 50% of applicants. It's not a 100% scheme and should not be labelled a 100% scheme. A shortfall in the region of €100,000, and that's an average. So the bit that I want to get across to officials and ministers tonight in the Department of Housing, Department of the Taoiseach, the Department of Public Expenditure, is this. Because, could I just say, this is a multifaceted problem. It's a complex issue, and it's not correct in just landing everything on the doorsteps of the Department of Housing. This is a chain of command issue. So to the people who happen to be listening tonight or may be interested in listening tomorrow, I ask you to visualise this. Visualise the scenario. The house, your home, irrespective of size, has defective blocks. Blocks you bought in good faith. Your house is falling. You still have an outstanding mortgage. Your house is worthless. It's of no value. You knock your house, but you continue to pay a mortgage on a house that doesn't exist. And I'll say that again. You continue to pay a mortgage on a house that doesn't exist. You pay a mortgage on a greenfield site. Furthermore, you will need to raise upwards on €100,000, which you will add to your mortgage. Is this fair? I think everybody in this house knows the answer to that. Within the current legislation, Minister, there is scope to raise the cap by 10%, which would add €42,000 to the scheme. And even with this, there is a shortfall. Ultimately, this will benefit 50% of applicants. Minister, my question tonight is a straightforward one. Will the Minister raise the cap by 10% as is provided for in the legislation? Gormaigid.
You know, I'm absolutely aware of the trauma, the deep trauma that this has caused families in affected areas of the defective concrete blocks, and certainly, you know, seeing the reporting as I have done in the media, it is, you know, hugely impactful on families. And again, so as you are aware, Minister O'Brien commenced the remediation of dwellings damaged by the use of defective concrete blocks Act of 2022, the DCB Act, on the 22nd of June 23, which provides for the enhanced grant scheme, and adopted and related regulations on the 29th of June 23. The DCB Act includes significant improvements to the previous scheme, such as the previous scheme 90% maximum grant was increased to 100% grant for all eligible costs under all remediations options 1 to 5. The maximum grant cap for option 1, demolition and rebuild, was increased to €420,000 from €247,500. A revised application process was introduced, which now only requires the homeowner to submit an initial building condition assessment at minimal cost recoupable on entry to the scheme. Alternative accommodation and storage costs are included, subject to a maximum of €20,000. In relation to works carried out under the mediation options 2 to 5, a second grant option is available for such a home in the future if block work, which was not removed as part of the initial remediation work, subsequently proves defective in accordance with IS 465 standard. As the Deputy is aware, the DCB Act contains a review mechanism which allows the Government to increase the overall grant scheme cap of €420,000 by up to 10%. In accordance with conditions set down in Section 11 of the Act, this review cannot take place any sooner than 12 months after the coming into operation of the second of this section of the Act, i.e. after the 29th of June of this year. I'm not familiar with the figure quoted by the Deputy, the 53%. I understand there's no robust data set as yet relating to build costs, reflective of the fact the current scheme is only in operation for less than a year. Following a request from the Department, the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland recently provided updated cost reports for the North West and Mid West regions to the Department. These updated cost reports were received on the 29th of March 2024 and cover the following: demolition and reconstruction costs, concrete path around the house, disconnection and reconnection of utilities, making good to driveway and garden, professional fees, VAT at 13.5% on building costs and 23% on professional fees. Officials in my department have been in touch with the chair of the expert group with regards to reconstituting the group to undertake a review of the rates prescribed in the 2023 regulations on foot of updated cost reports received from the SCSI. Once the expert group has completed its review, it will provide advice to the Minister for his consideration as to whether both the grant rates and the scheme cap should be increased, and if so, by what amount. I do hope that this gives some assurance to the Deputy that there is progress made, and obviously that date in June is critical, but I do think that the reconvening of the group will be a positive step forward for people affected.
Minister, thank you for the response, and yes, you're correct in saying that the legislation does state that within 12 months of the legislation being enacted, the Minister has the facility or has the discretion to increase by upwards on 10%. I think it's important, Minister, to point this out. Even at this stage, at this very early stage of the scheme, in terms of the officials' interpretation of, you know, using, there is no robust data. There is human data. There is trauma over 10 years. There is anguish. There's families struggling. And people want to see light at the end of the tunnel. So I would ask the officials who are listening to this tonight, or maybe in a position to listen to it tomorrow, or the next day, or the following day, take seriously the human impact of what's happening here. We had Brexit landed on our shores. We had COVID-19 landed on our shores. We dealt with it immediately. We did not deal with this issue immediately. It's not dealt with, and it has to have the focus of all departments at the higher level, be that in finance, be that in the Taoiseach. I've called for this before. I welcome the fact that that the department has been in touch with the chair of the expert group with regards to reconstituting the group to undertake a review of the rates. That is important. Can I ask that the voice of the homeowners are around that table as well? I continually call for that, because experts is used very loosely in the world of politics. The people who have gone through this, the people who have campaigned for this, they are experts too in their own right, and they should be around that table. Minister, your bona fides have been consistent the whole time. You have shown empathy. And what I would ask in the final months of your tenure in that department, to please use your efforts, your wisdom, your understanding of the human condition, to try to bring a bit of light to the end of the tunnel. Sure. Thanks once again for coming in, and for the senior minister. Please look at that possibility of 10%. I'm going to say lastly, and I know I'm just looking for a wee bit of I digress, but I don't digress. I called for two things last time, Corla. I called for transfer of eligibility for pensioners that can't hand their house down to daughter and son. And I also called for penalty-free downsizing. Two policy areas that would not cost one cent to the state. They weren't listened to. I still have them on my agenda, and I'm looking for them to be addressed, even at the 11th hour of this government.
And certainly we will take on board those points, those last few points you've raised. Separately, you are aware, and obviously that date of June 29th, that review can take place. Absolutely, and Minister O'Brien has consistently acted with empathy on this issue, and I think he has shown that empathy in his engagement with affected families. The working group, the reconstitution of that group is one part of it. There is also a subgroup which met from January to April 24 with a focus on financial aspects of the scheme, and that included reps from Engineers Ireland, Insurance Ireland, Banking and Payments Federation, Department of Finance, local authorities, and homeowner action group. So the homeowners are represented on those subgroup. You're correct, and it is right that the voice of the homeowners should be around the table, and it is, and I think that's important that it is. So certainly, I think the date of June 29th that triggers the review under Section 11 of the Act, that's an important timeline. Data is important, but I absolutely take on board the point that the lived experience of the residents is equally important, and I think that's something that Minister O'Brien is very much cognizant of as well. So we'll take on board the points that you've raised. This is a good scheme. The Minister and the Department and Government want to ensure that it works for families, and that the injustice that they've suffered for too long is addressed in a meaningful way by government. And again, we'll give our commitment to that.